Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got Emily Chandler on the line with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Tree power is back, and so is Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie, how are you?
Doing great. So tree power is coming back once again. This is a good thing.
Yes, it is. It's a return of a very popular program, but this time it's in a new location. So we've partnered with the Municipality of West Perth, and this will be the first year that tree power happens there.
Okay, so happening, starting this Friday in West Perth, and how does tree power work?
So, through our partnership with the municipality, the Upper Thames is able to acquire some native hardwood trees, and these are made available to residents to purchase online, and as you mentioned, the sales open on this Friday, February 23rd, and then we have the people that purchase the tree pick them up on April 6th.
All right, and these trees, a great variety and at a very reasonable price, we should say.
Yes, absolutely. So we have 6 different species, 150 trees in total, and all of them are only $25 each, which is a really incredible price.
Which you can beat. And the idea of tree power with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority, this has been a success story after success story, so well received in so many communities.
Yeah, it's really nice to see the program grow. We've run it for over 10 years in London, and other municipalities are seeing the benefits and partnering up with us, and so it's wonderful because it means more trees planted, right? Which is a good thing.
Well, exactly. And I was just seeing something on the Upper Thames River Conservation Authority about that, saying trees planted in blocks in the 70s and 80s are now old enough to be considered woodland. So there you go.
Absolutely.
And tree power is, again, it's expanding more municipalities, and this time it's going to be in West Perth. And that's been the beauty and the success of tree power, that it keeps growing. It keeps expanding, you know, throughout our counties and whatnot, and this time in West Perth. So that's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. It's a win-win.
So if they'd like some more details about tree power, all the varieties available, what's the best way to get info on that?
Yeah, so the easiest way is to just go to our website. It's thamesriver.on.ca. And if you scroll down, you'll see Tree Power Sales Open, and then they will see the link direct to the West Perth Tree Sales.
All right. And Emily, while we do have you on the phone lines, I understand if you're looking for a summer job, it's related to trees, looking for tree planters for the upcoming season. Is that right?
Absolutely. You can come work with us. It's exciting to think that it's time to start thinking about summer, Jamie. And so, yeah, we're hiring for tree planters right now. We also have some great positions at each of our conservation areas. So, again, head to our website. And if you're looking for a great job this summer, we can connect you with one.
Sounds great. Lots happening. And certainly we'll be in touch again, of course, through the spring and upcoming season with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. We know there's going to be great events happening at Wildwood for sure. Anything else about tree power, Emily, that folks need to know, or just get the details?
Yep, the details are on our website, but also we have the return of the Stratford and London tree powers. That information will be rolling out soon.
All right. We're going to be rolling out those trees for sure with Tree Power with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Emily Chandler. Thanks for the update, Emily. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jamie.